Hi, I'm Lynn Warfel, inviting you backstage with the New World Symphony. Every Wednesday, we go backstage to meet one of the terrific young musicians in Michael Tilson Thomas's Orchestral Academy. It's really a group that's unique in the country and probably in the world. This week, we meet third-year violin fellow Tarn Travers from Chelan, Washington. Tarn heard about New World Symphony fairly early on in his playing career.
I heard about it, I think, for the first time when I was in middle school, and I've always heard really great things about it. And then when I went to San Francisco, I had so many opportunities to see MTT conduct, and I've always found him so inspiring. But I saw him conduct all the time, and that was really, really inspiring. I think mostly it was MTT which really made me want to come here. I was able to see Mahler's 6th and 9th symphonies when they were doing the whole set, and it was an incredible experience.
There's a performance of Mahler's 5th symphony coming up in April that Tarn can't wait for.
I think when I first saw the schedule when it came out, that was the thing that really jumped out at me. I love MTT's take on Mahler. I love his vision of Mahler. And I love that symphony. I mean, that's one of my favorite symphonies of all time. And so I think it's going to be an amazing experience. I think it's going to be a really great concert. And I think all of us who are playing it are going to come away with just an incredible experience. Especially in the 5th symphony, I like a lot his tempo of the Adagietto, which is a bit faster than I was used to. I think every moment of that piece is so perfectly crafted, and it portrays such a specific feeling and emotion, and it speaks really, really strongly to me every moment of the piece. The Adagietto, obviously, as well, but the first movement, the last movement, the whole piece, the scherzo, the whole thing is just, it's an incredible, incredible piece.
As a New World Symphony violinist, Tarn Travers also appreciates the very unique experiences that have come his way.
We have so many great opportunities to work with amazing musicians from around the world, you know, principals, concertmasters of all the best orchestras, from Vienna Phil, from Boston Symphony, from Cleveland Orchestra, New York Phil, and that has also been a really amazing experience for me. I think having the opportunity to have a lesson with Lisa Kim from the New York Phil was a really amazing experience for me. And also, my first year, Rainer Honig from the Vienna Phil came, and he worked with us for 2 weeks on Schubert and Berg, and his commitment to the music and his knowledge of the music was so inspiring. It gives me two kinds of experience. One is performing experience, which is really important. If I'm going in and taking an audition and I have to play an excerpt from Beethoven 9 or something like that, and I've played the piece here, it really helps me in an audition understand the music better. Even, I can study it, I can listen to recordings, I can study the scores, but there's no substitute for actually playing it in an orchestra. That's one side of it. The other side has just been being able to have lessons with people from all over the world. And, I mean, I don't know if it'll give me an edge, but, you know, having a lesson with a concertmaster of an orchestra that I'm auditioning for is a really, really helpful thing.
As one of the young leaders in classical music, Tarn Travers says he would like to see one thing change about it.
I would really, really like to see the sort of stuffiness come out of classical music. I think it's kind of ridiculous. Music is about life. It's about fun. I mean, it should be something that everyone would love.
Tarn Travers, third-year violinist with the New World Symphony. I'm Lynn Warfel. Join me again next Wednesday as we go backstage with the New World Symphony right here on Classical South Florida 89.7 and 101.9 in the Palm Beaches.